Random House Audio presents Ruby, written and read for you by Cynthia Bond. Book 1, Wishbone. Chapter 1. Ruby Bell was a constant reminder of what could befall a woman whose shoe heels were too high. The people of Liberty Township wove her into cautionary tales of the wages of sin and travel. They called her buck crazy, howling half-naked mad. The fact that she had come back from New York City made this somewhat understandable to the town. She wore gray like rain clouds and wandered the red roads in bared feet, calluses thick as boot leather, hair caked with mud, blackened nails as if she had scratched the slate of night, her acres of legs carrying her, arms swaying like a loose screen, her eyes the ink of sky just before the storm. That is how Ruby walked when she lived in the splintered house that Papa Bell had built before he passed. When she dug into the East Texas soil under moonlight, and wailed like a distant train. In those years, after her return, people let Ruby be. They walked a curved path to avoid her door, and so it was more than strange when someone walked the length of Liberty and brought a covered cake to the Bell's front porch. Ephraim Jennings had seen the gray woman passing like a haint through the center of town since she'd returned to Bell Land in 1960.